KI4 DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical begin. Give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ratcheting portion. This being Wednesday night, the ratcheting portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the ratcheting. Let's start the Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS. This is Whiskey November 4, Victor, WN4V. John down here in Manatee County, Florida, hometown Hickory, North Carolina. I'm negative and negative, Gary. It was 90 degrees here today locally. WN4V.
This is K4ZZX, Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. Name is Steve, and we're at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County, South Carolina. Good evening, Dave, and all on the net. I am negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WN4V, Mr. John, down there in Brayton, Florida, Manatee County, down there where it was 90 degrees today. John, I hope you're doing well. Appreciate you checking in with us. And I don't know what the high was up here today, about 62 or 63, something like that. It wasn't very warm. But I enjoy that type of weather. You take care. Also, like to say good evening to K4ZZX, Mr. Steve. He's up there at Parris Mountain, the base of Parris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're staying safe. Let's move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
AOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Rick, Michelle, well, I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo 8, Mike Golf, Mac and Easley. No table, no traffic. Good evening to everybody.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Edmund. I'll be negative, negative, but sticking around for the swap bit.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont having a good time tonight. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. I tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And Kilo 8, Mike Goff, Mr. Mac over here in Easley. Labor of mine, appreciate you being with us tonight, Mac. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, he's over there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. N4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, Gary.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4OSH. Mr. Pat, he's down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Let's move on up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Taking Kilo November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Tagore, Georgia. Negative and negative, Gary. Thank you.
DOS. Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. I'm in Taylor's. And no messages, but I think I'll stick around for Rag Chew just for a second. I wanted to tell y'all something about that tornado. And I'll stick around for that. And otherwise, we're doing okay. Thanks for hosting the net. And tell everybody 73's out there.
DOS. Please check in KD2RKN, that's Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November, Jason in Williamson. No traffic, no comments. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for hosting the net, Gary.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to KN4SMK, Mr. Doug, down there in Tocoa, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. And K4RHF, Mr. Bob, he's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And KD2RKN, Mr. Jason, he's down in Williamston. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jason. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, home and more, no traffic, no comments tonight.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, Fred, also my bride, Miss Mary, November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee. We're at home in Piedmont tonight, Gary. Good evening to you and all on the net, no traffic, no comments.
Battery here, probably got another 30 seconds, sorry. Please check in a tad early, Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, Fred, and Traveler's Rest. And Wipe Island, November 4, India, Echo India. Switch out the battery for tomorrow night. Negative, negative, and TR, but I listen to the swap shop. Thank you, Gary.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to WU2T, Mr. Rusty, at home over there at Moore tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. And K4RM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4MRY, Miss Mary. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Mary we said hello. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Isla we said hello. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo Bravo 1 Zulu Alpha. KB1ZA. Joe in Easton, all right, Gary. Just put me down for a listing on the swap net tonight, will you, buddy? Back to net.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
DOS. And Kilo November 4 Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative and just listening in.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KB1ZA, Mr. Joe, up there in Easton Ollie. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. I'll be back to you to get your item for the swap net in just a little bit. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy. He's over in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. And KN4VWA, that's Mr. Steve. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up in the alphabet to the Alpha through Delta group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West. Evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative, negative. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Hey, good evening, K-O-4-A-O-W. Mr. David up there in Inman. Sound like you got that group to yourself tonight, David. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, A through D, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
4-DOS. KI-4-DOS, please check in November Yankee 4 Golf. Name is Ariel. Location is Traveler's Rest. Calling from a handy talkie. We have a power outage here. Thanks for checking me in, Gary.
4-DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, and negative tonight, Gary. You folks take care. Thanks.
West. Please check in Kilo Whiskey 4, Echo Kilo AW4DK. Name is Ethan, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight, but I do have a quick announcement when you got a chance.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Hotel Juliet, Simpsonville. I'll be negative.
4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to NY4G, Mr. Ariel, up there in Traveler's Rest with no power. Ariel, I hope you get your power back real soon there, young man. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, he's up there at Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KW4EK, Mr. Ethan, down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ethan. Ethan, I'll be back to you to let you get your, that announcement in just a moment. And KD4HJT, Mr. Ray, down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ray. Hope you're doing well. Got another Echo Link stationed up. Let me grab this Echo Link station, and then I'll go back to Mr. Ethan. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Foxer 4 Sierra Charlie Golf, shipping cowpens.
And then we'd like to say good evening, KF4SCG, Mr. Chip, up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chip. Tell old Tony up there at the northwest corner of the battlefield we said hello when you see him. Hadn't heard him in a long time. Let's see here. KW4EK, Ethan, you said you had an announcement. Go with your announcement there, young man.
K4EK, on behalf of the Anderson Radio Club, I just want to let everybody know what's going on with our primary repeater on the Sassafras Mountain. That's the 146.790 negative offset repeater owned by the Anderson Radio Club. Again, that's the top Sassafras Mountain. As many of you know, we had some severe weather moves through here very recently and knocked out power up there. The backup batteries for that repeater have been failing for several months now, and it appears that they probably partially shorted. They appear to be, as best as we can tell from afar, pulling the voltage down. So the repeater seems to work if you're at very close range to it, but not if you're further away. But it could be an antenna issue. Those that are close to it seem to have a decent signal. Really suggests that it's a problem that it's, you know, the repeater loses the output power. From 12 volts, so that's our best guess. However, at the moment, the mountaintop is locked off by the DNR to keep folks from gathering us to look out up top. So we were in process of securing the batteries that we'll need, and then we'll have to negotiate a date with the DNR so we can get past the gate to reach the top of the mountain. Nobody wants to haul the 100-pound battery and the equipment up the entire mountain. So
but I'll keep at you all up to a date. It's probably going to be a week or two before we have that repeater fully operational again, but I will try and update everybody periodically. Again, thank you very much for letting me make this announcement. And again, this is for the Anderson Radio Club SAS-FRAS repeater at 146.790.
Alrighty, Ethan. Well, I hope y'all get that situation remedied in a relatively fashionable time. Kind of hard to say when you can't get up there because the people got the gates locked. But anyway, we hope y'all get that situation rectified. That's an awfully nice repeater and a lot of nice folks down there in the Anderson Radio Club. But do appreciate you bringing that to us. Does anyone need any feels on Ethan's announcement? Go ahead.
Does that mean that Fortnite's net will be on the backup?
Backup repeater is in use. That's the 146.970 repeater at the top Ann Med Hospital here in Anderson. However, the range of that repeater is considerably reduced. So some of you all will not be able to reach that repeater. Certainly sorry about that, but hopefully those of you who can will check in with us. But I appreciate the question.
Miss Lorena?
I'm still kind of confused. Is it going to be on the 79 or the
97? Repair the SAS-FRAS repeater, it will be on the 970 repeater, the 146.970. Once we repair the SAS-FRAS repeater, then we go back to 790, but in the meantime, for the next probably week or two, it will be on the 146.970. If there's no further questions.
There, Ethan, but we do appreciate that. And Lorena, thanks for asking that question. Folks, the Anderson 2-meter net at about 8:30 will be on the 9-7 machine instead of the 7-9. So until they get the 7-9 back up and running at full strength again. But we do appreciate that. Going back to roll call in the Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
DOS. Sir, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango. Mike in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comment.
This is DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. And K4GAT, Mr. Mike. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being here, Mike. Let's move on up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Please check in K4JF. I'm still Jim. I'm still in Greenville. No traffic, but I'll be around for the swap net.
DOS. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Well, I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
Yes. You and Miss Joy are doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4, DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. K4KAE. This is Allison Haley. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone. I hope you're all doing well.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer.
Fox is in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
For ZOS. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. Say hello to Miss Joy for me. Maybe 371.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4JF, Mr. Jim, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KK4JFO, Mr. James, he's up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us, James. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And K4KAE, Miss Alice, and she's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Alice. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over there at Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KE4JRK, Mr. John. He's up there at Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride, Joy. And she's in the other room. I don't know what she's doing tonight. I think she's reading a book. Yeah, additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment. 73.
Say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Juan, tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Number one. Check in and out. KI4. VLW Randy. KJ4 CRL Linda. Up at Asheville.
Yes. Check in November 4, Sierra Delta Sierra. I'm Dave. I'm over here in Anderson. I'll be negative, negative tonight.
KI4 DOS. Please check in. Kilo November 4. Sierra, Mike Oscar, KN4SMO, Scott Greenville. How you doing tonight? I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. And KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL, Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And N4SDS, Mr. Dave, he's over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. And KN4SMO, Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Sounding good. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
U.S. Check in and out. November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo. Herb up in Shelby. And if I've got anything on your for sale list there, take it off. I've sold everything.
Sally 4 Whiskey, KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Good evening, Gary, and all the net. No traffic, no line. Thank you, sir.
KI4DOS.
Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha, November, K4VAN, Alex and Clemson, negative, negative.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and I probably won't be here for the net report, Gary. I'm still working.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. like to say good evening to N4BXB, Mr. Herb up there in Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb, and thanks for letting me know. I'll remove these items you got off the swap net. Also, like to say good evening to KC4W, Mr. Bill. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. And K4BAN, that's Mr. Alex. He's down there in Clemson. Appreciate you being here, Alex. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And Dave, I don't doubt that you are working late tonight. Heard on the news earlier that a couple of banks' computers crashed today because everybody was trying to check to see if her money was there yet. But anyway, don't work too hard. And I'm going to try that thing that Mike used the other night to do their net report. I'm going to try to put it in the computer and we'll go try it that way. If not, I'll give it to you tomorrow night. You take care. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, Jim, and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Give me your call again. I got Kilo Alpha 2 in there. And I don't know what happened. It was my fault, not yours. You're great into the repeater. Give me the rest of your...
Kilo Alpha 2, Tango, X-ray Juliet, King.
I got it that time. KA2TXJ. Mr. Jim, over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Any others all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those that checked in with us tonight. I'm going to get a rag chewer before I do the swap net tonight. Bob wanted to tell us something about the tornado that came through down through Seneca and up this way. So I'm going to let Bob give us a rundown on that, and then we'll go into the swap net portion of the net, folks. K4RHF, Bob, what happened with the tornado?
K4RHF, I just wanted to mention the people down in Seneca, down on the south side of Seneca, got hit pretty hard. We've got a friend that lives down there, and the thing actually went right through his backyard. He had an F3 tornado hit his house and his yard. The trees were all down or broken off or had the limbs ripped off of them in that area. It's a swamp about 200 yards wide. The house next door to him, it's a big two-story house, the storm picked it up and dropped it off of its foundation. It's total. That's the one that they had on the news, and that's what got my attention yesterday morning, 6 o'clock, or Monday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. We had made some radio calls and checking on people about 4 o'clock in the morning, and we knew the storms were coming through, and I had called a couple of my friends and alerted them that this darn ham, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, everything sort of settled down, the rain had stopped, or let up. I sat down and got a cup of coffee, looked on the knees, and here's the house with the whole side blown off of it, and I told my wife, I said, well, you better check your friend down in down in Seneca, and I went and took a shower. He came out, and she said, I need to talk to you, and it turned out their house had been hit. They got lucky. It actually, a tree hit a porch on the back, and it basically ripped the porch off the back of the house, or half of it, and but the house next door to them, it was the one that was on the news, and it actually picked it up and dropped it. Two-story house, picked it up in the air and dropped it off of the foundation, and then the house across from them was destroyed too. Those people were literally going to sleep out in the yard because they couldn't even go in the house. It was such a mess. Fortunately, they got a church to come help out. My friends, my wife and I, our old preacher from down in Snelling, South Carolina, down in Low Country, from 30, 40 years ago, and 40. 40 or 50 years ago, and he retired to Seneca. His son-in-law is a preacher at a church in Seneca, and his daughter works at the athletic department at Clemson. She's about our age, but at any rate, we went over there and helped him out with some stuff, and got him a generator going and all that, and he had just had heart surgery on Saturday. So he was in no condition to be doing this stuff. And the worst thing is, because of the coronavirus, they had stocked up and they had a whole pile of frozen food. They have a fridge and a freezer that was full. They were going to lose it if they didn't get a generator going. That was about it, but their neighborhood really caught it. And so prayers and any assistance possible for those guys down there. They seem to be the worst hit in the upstate. And then they had another F3 go through, right through my uncle's neighborhood down in Walterboro, South Carolina. As they said, it tore up 20 planes at the Walterboro Airport. And that one tracked through from Hampton and killed three people in a house in Hampton. Went through Walterboro and went offshore down below Myrtle Beach. And so we actually have a couple of big ones Monday. It was that and a whole bunch of little ones. There was an F1 that went up near Johnny Allison's house. Had an F0 that formed in easily and was heading for Greenville, but it sort of petered out. Had another one over in Tocoa. Had an F1 down near Barnwell that took out a little store we used to go to when we were kids. And that's down there in between Barnwell and Aiken down in the middle of nowhere. But had one, and I think they had an F1 hit Eddie Stowe Beach. So we had quite a lot of activity on Monday morning, and hopefully that's all over now, and most everybody's okay. They've had a few fatalities, and I think they're still looking for a couple of people in Seneca, last I heard. But that's basically what happened over there. It was a real mess. We got over there, and the only time I've ever seen anything like that was 30 years ago. We had Hurricane Hugo hit, and my wife's uncle had a place in Manning, down below Manning, down at Lake Marion, and there was so much damage down there, you couldn't see the houses in the neighborhoods for the trees and down in the yards, and it wasn't quite that bad, but it was pretty bad around Seneca. It was a mess, so y'all be praying for those people and thinking about them and any help and support you can give them and, figure out a way to do it. I'm sure it'd be appreciated. It's a mess over there. That's all I got to say. K4RHF, y'all have a good one.
All righty, Bob. Well, I appreciate you bringing that to us. I hate it for your friends, and I've got some friends that live down there. I think they're okay. I haven't taken the time to call and check on them yet, but I hadn't got a call either. So I'm assuming that they're okay. The BorgWarner plant down there, right off of Dixie Highway, I used to deliver there quite a bit, and of course it's pretty well demolished. As it was strange that you mentioned Hugo, when it came in, I had to go down and cross the bridge and go over to Mount Pleasant and make a delivery to a place of business over there. I got over there, made my delivery, got back out. And when the storm hit, it took the top off of that building. So I'm very thankful that I'm being watched over there, Bob, at least for the time being anyway. But anyway, our thoughts and prayers go out to all these folks. It doesn't matter if it's in Seneca or the lowlands, the uplands, or sideways, or wherever they're at. You know, we got to watch out for each other, especially not just because of the storms, but because of the virus and everything else that's going on these days and times. And hopefully that'll help bring the communities together. But appreciate you bringing that to us there, Bob.
Yeah, the Hurricane Hugo thing, one of the bridges down there, they have swing bridges, and some of them go sideways, some go up and down. But one of those bridges down on one of those islands literally got spun off of its bearings and destroyed. There was all kinds of damage down there. My dad had a house in Edgestone. We went down there, and there's almost no damage there. Well, that's 30 miles south of Charleston, but then you go 30 miles north of Charleston, and it looked like bombs had gone off. It was the biggest mess you ever saw. I've already said it already. That's all I had to say, so I'll say it again. That's all I got to say. K4RHF, and y'all take care.
All righty, Bob. Y'all stay safe over there, and thanks for bringing that message to us. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Sierra Uniform Golf, K4SUG, right traveler's rest, no traffic, good evening, Gary.
Bill S. Check in and out, Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're Piedmont, good evening to you and everybody on the net. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Ray.
NT, Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James and Greer, negative and negative.
New DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4SUG, Brother Ray up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ray. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are staying safe. And KB1BNT, Mr. James over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And KD4OTW, Mr. James. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I don't know if I closed the formal portion out or not, folks, but I'm going to do it again. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the SwapNet portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagsU, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. At one gentleman with items for the SwapNet, we'll grab him first, then we'll see if there's any others. KB1ZA, Mr. Joe, up there in East Denali. Joe, what can we do for you tonight?
Hey, everybody on board, and yes, I'm sorry to hear about those people in Seneca, but he did mention Tocoa, and just a little comment there. I heard the rain coming down around 3:30 in the morning, and then all of a sudden, this gust of wind hit my trailer, and it literally shook it. And boy, I tell you what, I don't know what I was going to do next, but oh boy, that was scary. Anyhow, tonight I have for the SwapNet a Kenwood TM-281 Alpha 2-meter mobile. Very low transmit hours on it. I'm lucky if I got an hour on it, and I think I made about 2 contacts with it. I used to use it to go to Athens back and forth and listen in on 5-2. But low hours on it. I've got the box, the manual, the mobile mount bracket, the mic, the manual, everything that came with it. And I'm looking to get $90 on it, Gary, and that's firm. So that's what we have for the net tonight, Gary.
You have a Kenwood TM-281A 2-meter mobile transceiver. Has very low hours on it. You have the box, the manual, the mobile mounting bracket, the microphone, the power cord, and all the stuff that goes with it. And you would like $90 firm for that, correct?
That's a roger. That's a roger. Yep, you got it.
Okay, Joe, how can the folks get in touch with you?
I don't know if you got my old number off. I got a new one, but I'll give you the one I get now. It's 706-599-9951. Copy?
06-5-9-9-9-9-5-1. Does anyone need any fields on this Kenwood 2T-281 that Joe just listed?
Is that single band or dual band, Gary? KN4, UBG.
You're there, Kevin?
No, not.
B1ZA over in Easton Ollie. Has that listed? It's area code 706-5-9-9-9-5-1. Copy.
706-5-9-9-9-9-5-1.
You got it.
What now?
Kilo Bravo 1 Zulu Alpha.
1SA, right? And his name is Joe.
Yes, sir, that's it.
Well, there ain't been nobody put any rotor boxes on here, are they? Any type of rotors or anything like that?
Now, Kevin.
If anything comes through, let me know, because I'm looking for some type of rotor that I can put a set of Moonraker 4s up with that ain't going to break off when the wind hits. 10 meters is up and I'm booming right now, and my Antron 99 is not doing what I want it to do. And since I got you on here, check me into the net if you don't mind, please, sir. Kilo Japan, or Kilo November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf.
I will do that. KN4 UBG, Mr. Kevin, down there in Fountain Inn. You want me to put you down here for, you're looking for a rotator, Kevin?
And, yeah, put me down for one if somebody's got one pretty reasonable. I like to find something pretty reasonable. I mean, it ain't got to be nothing new or nothing. I mean, I got a Yaesu Jeep 458, and I don't know if I don't find nothing, I might end up buying another one of these. I don't know yet. I just want something up that way when the wind blows, it don't break it off. My little RCA, it broke that thing, slap off. And 10 meters and up are under them wide open now, and without the Moonraker 4s, I ain't doing too good.
Kevin, I got you down looking for a smaller rotator and control that will handle a Moonraker 4 antenna. How can folks get in touch with you?
Phone number,
864-444-5134.
If they don't get me the first time, just leave me a voicemail and I'll call straight back. Sometimes I get some crazy telephone numbers calling.
Does anyone need any fields on this rotor and control that Kevin is looking for? Is there anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book to call KI4DOS?
DOS. This is N4DJC. I already checked in early, but I wanted to change the price on that Kenwood 2-meter rig I put on there if it's still on that Andy talking.
Fred.
Yes, sir, Gary. Hope everyone's doing well. I'd like to reduce that price down to $115. That includes three batteries, a regular one that comes with it. It's too high capacity, and it's got a drop-in charge as well. And it's a good rig. I hadn't used it very long. It's a non-smoker, so it ought to be in good shape for anybody. It doesn't have a scratch on anywhere. Gary, thank you so much. Appreciate it. N4DJC, clear.
We will drop that price to $115 on that Kenwood THK20A 2-meter HT with three batteries. Got the regular battery and two high-capacity batteries and a drop-in charger for $115. Deals on that HT that Jerry just dropped the price on. contact is 864-642-7359. Copy?
Appreciate it. And 4BXB.
Hope you and Jerry can get together on that. SKI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight is looking for a small tilt-over or crank-up tower. He would prefer a tilt-over about 30 feet or more, but he's looking for a small tower. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fellow has a Kenwood TS-440SAT. He would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-590S. He would like $650 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-870. He would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC-47A. That's a 440 transceiver. We'd like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Radio Shack HTX-10. That's a 10-meter transceiver. We'd like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM ICV-8. That's a HT, has two batteries, a drop-in charger. It has a mag mount antenna that you can stick on top of your car instead of using a rubber duck. And he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 1278B. That's a multi-mode controller. Is the manual, the power supply that goes with it. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Gentleman would like to trade. Or he said you could make him a cash offer, but he would like to trade an ICOM IC 756 Pro 2, a Heathkit SB220 amplifier, an Ameritron interface, and a Daiwa antenna tuner. That's a CNW518. And he would like to trade it for an ICOM IC7000 or an ICOM 706 Mark IIG. Does anyone need any fields?
Items are sold.
Appreciate you letting me know. Did not know that. Hadn't heard anything about that. But I will remove that from the book here. Thanks for letting me know. Who was that?
KJ4REZ. Thank you.
You haven't checked in with me yet, so I'll put you down on the log. KJ4REZ, Mr. Floyd. Got you in the log, and thanks for letting me know, Floyd.
Yeah, I took a nap, and I just woke up, so I kind of missed the net. But anyhow, you guys have a good evening. KJ4REZ.
Take care and stay safe down that way. All righty, that concludes the SwapNet portion of that, folks. Appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book, those that listed items. I'll run those for a few weeks when you sell or find these items you're looking for. Let me know if you don't mind. That way I can keep my book straight. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Before we go to the rag, you call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Again, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Baba, Landon, Dacusville. I'll be in and out.
Hey, good evening. KG4WNP, Minister Landon over there in Dacusville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we go to the rag chute? Call KI4DOS. All right, you list is Mr. Jim, K4JF, over there in Greenville. Jim, what have you been up to? Yeah, Jim, you still with us? Up to my last drag tour that I had listed, and that was Mr. Ray, K4SUG, up there at Traveler's Rest. Mr. Ray, what have you and Miss Edie been up to today?
Not much of anything, Gary. KI-4DOS and the net K4SUG. And had all kinds of things planned, but didn't get around to doing much of anything. We tinkered around a little bit. I got a problem with the truck. I got a load on it somewhere. I don't know where it's coming from. But it's pulling about 5 or 6 amps off the battery, even when it's sitting in idle condition. Consequently, my battery goes dead if I'm not real careful. I got a supplementary power supply on it I can plug in that keeps it from going flat if I can remember to plug it in. So that's rescued me so far. But I got to get my ammeter and my schematic for the truck and get out there and hook up the ammeter to start pulling fuses to find out where that's coming from. It's not hurting anything except my temper, but it does get aggravating sometimes, over.
I understand that completely, Ray. I hate it when that stuff like that happens. Of course, you know, since I retired, I don't drive my truck every day. And I think I've got my battery has got a bad cell in it or something. If I let it sit over 3 days, I go out there to crank it, and the battery's done drop down to where it won't crank the truck. I have to jump it off. And I don't like doing that. I hadn't got that other battery installed in it yet. You and I were discussing that the last time I was up there at your place. But I guess I'm either going to have to, I don't want to have to buy two batteries at one time, Ray. that would be terrible. But I'm going to see what's going on with that. And it's terrible when our trucks don't run exactly the way that we want them to.
Yeah, it does. Gary, on that battery, if you suspect a bad cell, do something about it. If you have to take it to the battery people to have them check it, or you can get it and put it on a battery charger and charge it up. So the battery charger says it's full charge and it's disconnected. And wait a few minutes and then get a voltmeter on it. 12.6 is the nominal voltage you should read there. If you read anything lower than that, you got a bad cell and you need to do something about it, because if that cell goes open and you try to jump that truck off, you're going to be buying you a computer over.
Remember that you said that. That's what happened to Edie's car, isn't it?
Sure is. Had a battery with a bad cell in it and couldn't get it started. And Jerry come over and jumped me off, and it didn't start again until we found another computer. That starter developed spikes, you know that. The more load you got on it, the more spikes it'll develop. The battery serves as a partial filter and dampens those spikes. And if that battery's open, and that's what happens if you've got an open cell, it's for all practical purposes open all over. And it does not serve its filtering function. And that spike will get back into the computer and you bought one.
Do that, Ray. I think I'll get mine out, and I don't know that I'll take it out, but I'll get the battery charger out there and put it on there and let it charge up. If it takes 2 or 3 days, that'd be all right, because I'm not driving it that often, especially with everybody supposed to be staying home and as best they can. But I'll get that done and check that out. And if it's below 12.6, I guess I'll just go buy me another battery. Be done with it. Because I don't want that to happen. I'd hate to try to find a computer for my truck.
Oh, I have a ball trying to find one for that Buick. And I hunted all over the United States for it, but I finally got one. And I'm kind of touchy about it now. But regardless, even if the computer is readily available, batteries are a whole lot cheaper than computers and a whole lot easier to install and get straightened out, Gary. So let that be something to think about. And I'd hate to see that happen to somebody else. I had a lot of problems with this one. Anyhow, we've had a pretty good day here. It's been a beautiful day, a little on the cool side. I haven't done a whole lot of anything. I had a lot of things I wanted to do, but I haven't accomplished a whole lot of it. I tinkered around with the voltage problem on my truck and just a few other odds and ends. But hopefully I'll get to do a little better tomorrow. I got me some tomatoes in the ground, and I hope I didn't time it wrong. They're calling for some light frost in some areas tonight. Just hope they don't get the tomato plants, and I think maybe I'll bite the bullet one more time. We made it smell like a rose when the storm got through here the other night. All the lightning that I could see was sheet lightning and just cloudy cloud stuff. I didn't notice anything coming to the ground, and that was a good sign. But we did get some rain. It kind of messed up the azaleas, but they've been beautiful up to this point, and there's still some of them looking good, so we'll enjoy it while we got them and count our blessings. Over.